lose your poker skills. Put your cards into play and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $50,000 Wind River Classic Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino November 7th through the 12th. Stay with us in our all-in-one luxurious destination.
Fancy.
Purchase a main event ticket and receive a free room or a $49 room rate all week long.
Based on availability.
Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. This exciting tournament features a wide array of great events, player-friendly structures, and our $550 buy-in. $50,000 main event that is certain to bring in all of the best players for the biggest poker event of the year. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and be one of the privileged few to play in the $50,000 Wind River Classic Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino.
$50,000 expected prize pool. Main event is Saturday, November 12th.
For more information and detailed schedule of events, visit WindRiver.com. Wind River. Poker is better.
Poker is better.
At the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Well, good morning out there in the state of Jefferson, and a cold and wet one it is. But we got a very special broadcast and a very special day for you guys here, because we are broadcasting live from Redding, California at the Senior Center on Benton Parkway. And we are here at the 2nd Jefferson Formation Assembly. It's going to be a great and powerful day for the state of Jefferson as people regather from our first assembly some months ago and Live Oak, and come and present some of the ideas that some of the committees that were formed down in Live Oak some months ago have come up with and worked on things on regulation, policy, the Constitution, formation of the new government, our court case, a great many things that have been worked on and pushed quite a long ways down the road to fruition. Unfortunately, my co-host, Wynn Carpenter, is currently running around like a chicken with his head cut off, getting everything coordinated and people set up. But we're looking for a fantastic day here. We will be broadcasting live for 4 hours from the Jefferson event. So you get Jefferson State of Mind from 8 to 9 this morning. And then after that, everybody stay tuned for Sovereign Minds and another special broadcast where we'll be broadcasting live from here, and we'll be talking about all things Jefferson and the different things that are going on out in the world, and it's going to be a good day. So I hope everybody's kind of buckled up and ready, and hopefully everybody that could get here is here and not having to listen to us on the radio, but those of you that are listening to the radio, welcome. So today we'll be having speakers from Mark Baird. We'll be having committee work that's being done by different people and different folks, and the things that they've done and how we go about implementing them and continuing to bring our new sovereign and free state to fruition. So it is a really exciting day for us here. And as we see people wander by, we're going to do our best to try and grab them and say hi, talk to them, and, you know, speak to them and see what Jefferson means to them, because it means a great many things to a great many different people. But at the end of it, it is about liberty. It's about representation, and it's going to be a fantastic event today. Actually, I'm going to try and grab our first guest, Wynn Carpenter, if I can steal him for just a minute. Wynn, come over and say hi real quick. Yeah, he's giving me the dirty look. Say hi this morning.
Good morning.
How are we doing this morning?
So far, so good.
Yeah? How many people were we expecting?
350 plus.
Yeah?
Minimum. That's what signed up, and there's always at least 100 that show up after that.
I know. Nobody that signs up like me. I never registered.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic day. There's lunch going to be here for $5. You really should have pre-registered for that, though, because on how many. But anybody that's out there that's listening, want to come down, find out what's going on, you got the address for them?
Yeah, 2290 Benton Drive here in Reading. It's right along the river. If you know where the Elks Lodge is, the Senior Center is where we are, right next door to the Elks Lodge.
Yep. Alrighty, well, I'll let you get back to work. Thank you for taking a second out of your time. I know you're busy and running around.
No problem.
It's going to be a good and great day.
It will be. Come on down.
Alrighty. Alright. And that was my usual co-host, Wynn Carpenter. And like I said, he's out busy running around. And anybody out there that's listening, you really ought to be here. You come down and meet with your fellow Jeffersonians. Like we said, we're expecting north of 350 people here today. And, you know, today is yet another leap forward for the state of Jefferson. It seems to be the kind of the protocol for us, and how we move along is we grind it out and we grind it out, and then we make a leap forward. We grind it out some more, and then we make another leap forward. And today is definitely going to be another one of those great leaps forward closer to the new state. We are extremely excited about it. So, things that will be discussed today is a lot of the things that, you know, have been questions in the forefront of people's minds is, you know, what is the Constitution going to look like? What is the policy of the state of Jefferson? Where are we on a lot of different things? So, you know, a lot of those questions will absolutely be finalized in the Constitutional Convention. It'll be called at the formation of the new state. But we definitely have a framework. There's been a lot of good and solid work done on the Sorry about that.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, November 3rd, in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino from 7 to 9 p.m. Come listen to the wonderful jazz standards with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, with special guest Bernie Baker on guitar, and yours truly, Linda Bot. I'll be singing my heart out with my favorite songs. That's Romance on the River, Good Times. That's November 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 243-3377.
It's a movie, a party, and an experience at the historic Cascade Theater. Combine your love of film with a party and join us for the best Monster Mash in Reading as we pull out all the stops for this Halloween extravaganza. Sunday, October 30th, the Cascade will feature live music with Pat Karch, dancing, themed drinks, a costume contest, and the best movie monster of all time, Boris Karloff, as Frankenstein's monster in the original 1931 classic.
It's alive. It's alive. It's alive. It's alive.
The party starts at 6 p.m. Movie starts at 7:30. Tickets available in the box office by calling 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
As I watch the politics on TV, I am reminded of my college political science instructor, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said that no matter what a politician said to get in office, once there, self-preservation became the most important thing. In other words, keeping the job became more important than doing the job. Benefit to the country became secondary. He was a little cynical because he had worked in politics for many years. Politics in Washington was never meant to be a lifetime occupation. Citizens were expected to serve a term or two and then return to private life. Politicians were never meant to become wealthy in office, yet we see reports of individuals amassing millions of dollars while in office. It's time to vote for America's interests first. Become an informed voter. To do less is a disservice to your country. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR, your radio station. On Monday, it's Halloween. Yes, it's Halloween, and Gary Cadd is joining us, running for re-election for the Redding City Council. Let's find out what Gary says about unfunded liabilities, but even more subjects on what he wants to do to change the outlook for Redding. This and much more, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day.
All righty. On up. Trucks are loaded, the keys are in the ignition, the car's fired up, and we are out of here, baby. And today is going to be yet another powerful day that brings that a step closer. So we're really looking forward to it here, and hope you guys are with us and enjoying this as much as we are. And next we're going to talk to one of our dedicated patriots from down south. We've got Greg Walsh from Placer County. How are we doing, Greg?
Hanging in there. How are you doing, Red?
Yeah. So pretty good drive for you to get up here, huh?
A little over 3 hours, yeah.
Yeah. So how are things going down in Placer County for State of Jefferson?
You know, a lot of people are more informed than I am on it. Whenever I meet people, I always ask, what is it you know about State of Jefferson? We did 3 days at the home show a couple weeks ago in Auburn. And my first question to people when they come up to the booth is, what is it you know about State of Jefferson? And it's amazing how many people are well-versed, and then other people don't know anything. So we got them all over the board. So,
yeah, it is. It's kind of interesting, you know, the amount of knowledge that's out there from where when we first started spreading the message and what Jefferson was about, how many people do know. And then how many people don't even know anything about Jefferson? And it's kind of like, where you been? And under a rock? You know, it's kind of interesting.
Well, the difference between the 21 counties and Placer County is the fact that a lot of people in Placer County are I don't know if you want to call it well off, but they're employed and they seem to be making ends meet.
Yeah.
And that's uncommon in a lot of areas. But then again, too, you get up towards Colfax and up to the higher country and so forth, and those people are having trouble making ends meet. Those are the people who are really open-minded to know that something needs to change.
Yeah, you start getting away from the bedroom communities of Sacramento and the dynamic changes a little bit.
Right. I mean, there's jobs. You pull up to an intersection in Roseville, and you got a brand-new Harley sitting on one side, you got a Bentley on the other, and you got a Ferrari sitting behind you. Tell me they have financial despair there. They don't. Or they may. Maybe they're just getting ready to lose their Ferrari in foreclosure. I don't know. They got to repossess.
They could be mortgaged up to their drawers. There's no telling.
And that's quite often the case, to be honest with you. And so the dynamic in Placer County is you get down in the cities and those people they. What I always experience, and I talk to them about it. I say, you know, just. They ask me how I'm doing, and I say, I'm hanging in there. And they look at me, and they smile. They go, you know, me too. And then we start to talk, and I open the dialogue on, you know, most people think that everybody else is doing well while they're not. And it's amazing when I to people at how many people think that, or they understand that, you know, they know they can't make ends meet.
Yeah, nobody can anymore.
Well, they can't, but nevertheless, if you watch the media, if you sit at that intersection with the Bentley, the Harley, and the Ferrari, you think that everybody's doing well, and you're the only reject from society that can't make ends meet. And I'm here to tell you, it's a very tough thing for most people to make ends meet today. And that's what we're dealing with in Placer County. And so the people are kind of hesitant and standoffish to a change. And the fun thing is we do an event at Sierra College. We have for the last 3 years, the State of Jefferson booth. Mm-hmm. And the young people, when they come up, they go, well, what's the government going to look like? Because they have no idea what liberty is and freedom. They've never lived it.
Yeah, they've been educated against their own interests in liberty a lot of times through the college system.
They've been educated to think tolerance has only one direction.
That's a way to put it.
Carson said that. I'm just quoting Ben Carson.
That's a very honest statement.
But the young kids in college, they say, well, what's the government going to look like? Because they have no idea. And do they know anything about history? Chances are they don't. But nevertheless, when I'm trying to explain to young people about what the government's going to look like, I just tell them it'll be like your computer. When your computer fails you, you restore it to a point in the past when it worked. And they light up. They go, oh, I understand that.
Yeah.
And that's precisely what we're doing with the State of Jefferson. We're just going back to a constitution, back to a form of government that worked. And the fun thing about California is people don't realize, and I didn't until recently, that we had a part-time legislature in the state of California up to 1965.
Mm-hmm. Until Reynolds versus Sims changed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. A lot of bad things happened in California in 1965, and that's where the Titanic jumped on the Titanic, and they're getting ready to go sink. And that's and Jerry Brown's at the wheel, and he's kind of heading the boat off the cliff.
It's literally been 50 years of self-destruction since then, and I think a lot of people think that half century's been long enough. It's time to admit that it's not working, it's not functional, it's causing more harm than good, and we need to go back to something that did work.
That's
back
precisely.
When California was prosperous. We were one of the most prosperous places on the planet.
We're not redoing anything. We're not reinventing. We are reinventing the Constitution, basically, but we're not changing anything. We're just going back to what worked. Our founding fathers were incredibly intelligent people. They went back 5,000 years in the history of man to create this Constitution, which is the greatest document I've ever read myself.
It is.
And all we have to do is get back to that. You know, people talk about the Constitution being a living document, and what that means, in short, is that they ignore it.
Yeah, they use reflexive law. They change the meaning every time that it suits their purposes. They no longer hold themselves accountable to the law, because how can anybody be equal under the law if nobody knows what the law is that day?
Absolutely.
If they change it every time you turn around and use it towards their own ends against their citizens, how are you supposed to wake up in the morning and know how to conduct your own business and how to behave yourself and do what you're supposed to do if they just change their mind every time that you turn around?
Absolutely.
So, and, you know, we see a great number of instances in that in California with regulations and, you know, different things. The way that our legislature passes legislation like they pass bad money, you don't know what you're going to wake up to one morning from the next.
Well, you know, not to wreck anybody's Sunday morning, but if you go to the debt clock, go to the U.S. debt clock, upper left-hand corner, you'll find the states. And if you go to the state of California, you'll find that we're currently $471 billion in debt to the federal government as of a few days ago. I checked it. But about 3 weeks ago, we jumped $32 billion in debt in one day. And I asked my ex-accountant, I said, how could this happen? He happened to be at the home show we're at doing a booth for raising funds for schools. And I asked him, I said, hey, Ken, what's the deal with this $32 billion? And he indicated to me, and I haven't vetted it, but I have full faith in him, that $32 billion was the money that CalPERS needed to balance their checkbook because they anticipated a 7.5% growth in their portfolio to cover their expenses. And in expenses, I'll just say expenses because that covers all their expenses, not just the retirement funds, on and on and on. It's CalPERS is not an inexpensive business to run, but they failed us too.
Yes, they have.
And
that's just the beginning of the unfunded pension tidal wave that's getting ready to hit California. You know, the CalPERS at this point now, the CEO has admitted that they defrauded the investors.
Ponzi scheme.
They've been caught overvaluing the actuaries, so they actually needed even more than that 7.5% that they said that they needed. When they're not hitting their interest levels, they're just pushing the interest off to the next decade and saying, oh, well, this decade we're going to have to hit this much. CalPERS is done and dead. We've been jumping up and down on it for close to 3 years, and now the chickens are kind of coming home to roost on CalPERS.
Yeah, and it's, you know, the to use an Agenda 21 term, I am not in agreement with anything towards Agenda 21 or about what they stand for, but they always talk about not being sustainable. We need sustainability. Guess what? California is no longer at this point in time sustainable under the current form of law, which is socialism, which runs our country right now, or our state. And, you know, if you look at the books, how can we continue it? We're accumulating over $1 million an hour in debt on any average day. It is. It's not. And it's. And I've got a six-month-old grandson. I've got a four-year-old grandson. What are we leaving them with?
Well, his personal indebtedness to the state of California and the federal government is skyrocketing every minute that we sit here. And that direction has to be reversed for our future, or we won't have anything to do.
Well, when you go to the federal debt clock, you'll find that the Fed's going in debt. The Fed's currently going in debt at a rate of over $1 billion an hour. The state's going in debt at a rate of over $1 million an hour. When will people wake up to realize if you're self-employed like I have been for 45 years, you know this is a dead deal. This is done. We've got to stop this. We've got to get back to a republic form of government, not Republican, because, you know, it basically is Republican, but not a Republican Party, but a republic form of government where we, the people, dictate to our representatives what we need in our communities, in our homes. That's what a republic form of government is. Do you think your representatives are listening to you?
No.
If you are, you're smoking that stuff. Jerry's smoking.
And that's something that we want to establish firmly within our constitutional foundation, is when our representatives are no longer compliant to the will of the people, they come out of their seats very quickly, very rapidly, and with quite a bit of ease to replace them and get somebody in there that'll do the job that's supposed to be done.
So. That's a part-time legislature.
It is.
Part-time legislature with term limits.
Yeah,
because, you know, it's
not allow these people to be entrenched.
Our representatives were never meant to be professionals.
No, ever.
And I don't know if you've heard about, what's that, Lucca, a town in Italy, had a republic form of government for 500 years. Not a town, it's a state in Italy. And 500 years. And what they do is every 2 months, it was like a draft, I guess. I haven't got full knowledge on it, but I read quite a bit on it. But they would have the citizens, the residents of the state, would work for 2 months as a representative. Then they go back to, still have their job, they go back and they'd work. You know, if you've never worked for a living, how can you tell me how to do it?
Exactly.
If you've never been responsible for washing the windows in your office, cleaning the floors, paying the internet, paying for the computer programs, paying for advertising, the paper, all the expenses, the insurance, liability insurance, errors and omissions insurance, health insurance, if you've never paid for all those things, you have no idea what the self-employed people is up against.
Any of the people sitting in Sacramento in our legislature had to leave the legislature and go back to the private business world, they would never pass the laws that they pass because
Absolutely
they were
not
hurting their own interests. So, with that, you are listening to KCNR Free Fire Radio. We better get off to our break here at the bottom of the hour. Thank you, Greg, and looking forward to a great day.
Thank you, Red. Love you, and talk to you soon.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
We will see you guys here at the and on the other side of this break. Thank you for listening.
I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math.
Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, New Time, Sunday 9 a.m. to noon.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Tent, who? Listen up and listen tight. The United States Marine Corps is celebrating its 241st birthday with a tremendous birthday ball sponsored by the Shasta Marines and Friends November 10th, 2016 at the Wind River Event Center. It's open to all branches of the military and the general public. Guest speaker, Sheriff John Lopey of Siskiyou County. Dancing, great food, and more. Call Mike Gutierrez for invitations at 530-524-7595. At ease. Smoke them if you got them.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. We're doing a lot of heater upgrades, so if you think you want to try a new on-demand kerosene water heater or a Toyo heater, give us a call before winter. We can give you a free estimate. Robin down in Corning is very busy with all the truckers, farmers, with the ag season in full swing. Joe in Weaverville got his new awning up and all the lights are working for all the early birds. The Redding plant is selling a lot of ethanol-free 93 and a whole lot of barbecue bottles. And if you need a forklift tank, we got some of those in now. We have a lot of bulk oil in your container or ours, and we're open on Saturday till 3:30 at the Redding plant. Northern Lights Energy, everything from race car fuel, motor oil, Red and Clear diesel, and gasoline. In South Redding, we have the Muse Card Lock. Corning, Weaverville, and Redding, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds November 3rd in Elements Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino from 7 to 9 p.m. Come listen to the wonderful jazz standards with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Veramontes on drums, with special guest Bernie Baker on guitar, and yours truly, Linda Bot. I'll be singing my heart out with my favorite songs. That's Romance on the River, Good Times. That's November 3rd from 7 to 9 p.m. Call 243-3377.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. Woo-hoo! It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit, home mortgage lending, home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR, your radio station. On Monday, it's Halloween. Yes, it's Halloween, and Gary Cadd is joining us, running for re-election for the Redding City Council. Let's find out what Gary says about unfunded liabilities, but even more subjects on what he wants to do to change the outlook for Redding. This and much more, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Well, the truth, well, it hurts to say, I'm gonna pack up my bags and I'm gonna go away. I'm gonna split, I can't stand it. I'm gonna give it up and quit, ain't never coming back. Oh, but before I get to going, I got to say, I know you used to love me, but that was yesterday. And the truth, I won't fight it. When the love starts burning, you got to do what's right. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more. Oh, lover, 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 you don't treat me no good no more.
Well, welcome back to this very special edition of Jefferson State of Mind, where we are broadcasting live from the 2nd Jefferson Assembly here in Redding, California. And we have an extra special treat for you, former co-host Kayla Brown the Mouse. Say good morning.
Good morning, Jeffersonians.
How goes it?
Oh, busy as always. You know how it is.
Yeah, of course.
Between family and the politics and everything else.
Yeah, and the school and everything else that you got going on.
And, yeah.
Yeah, that good old homeschool.
Oh, you got it nowadays. With everything they're implementing in the school system, it's just you're in charge of your child's education, and that's probably the most important thing you can do for them.
You know, that almost sounds like another good reason for the state of Jefferson.
I think so, too. I think they could solve a lot of our educational issues.
We could. You know, especially for a young woman that wanted to be a teacher and, you know, had to travel all the way to Russia to find a job.
Yeah, that was special. That was special.
You know,
but it was very rewarding, too, actually seeing how they conduct their school systems and how we do ours. And it is vastly different.
Yeah.
Very different.
I think we're getting it kind of bass backwards. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's time to get rid of Common Core. It's time to get rid of the borrow for the school system and then pilfer the fund to feed the general fund.
Yep.
It's time to get money back into the classrooms and to the students and to the teachers and not feed a bloated administration. It's time to stop indoctrinating our children to be no more than a clog in the machine.
Yeah.
And I do mean a clog, not a cog, because it's
well,
not
working. Well, it gets backlogged so badly.
It does.
Like, of course, you know, my oldest son, he started preschool. Well, okay, this is getting confused. So there are actually two grades before kindergarten now. You know, so we're actually starting school because kindergarten was pre-first grade. Now we have three pre-first grades, and the reason for that is because parents have to be working in the state in order to sustain themselves.
Yeah.
So who's taking care of the kids? Well, the state is. That's
exactly.
Not how it should be.
You know, so, the state is, or you're working just to pay your child care.
Yeah.
You're basically working for somebody else to raise your child.
And that can be upwards of $500 a month a kid.
Yeah.
Which is actually more expensive than private schooling.
It is.
So it's a mess.
It is a mess, and it's something that needs to be remedied and fixed.
Yeah.
You know, back when we were prosperous and we were in our communities and our resources and the things that we were doing, we were able to have those you know, one-parent working families.
Yeah. And it's hard to do these days.
It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
It's it can be done, but you have to sacrifice an awful lot to do it. But at the end of the day, you got to do what's best for your kids,
And unfortunately, in the state of California, that is no longer the public school system, even close.
No.
So.
No, it's not. When you actually look into the things that they're implementing with Common Core, the way that they're introducing certain subjects, it's beyond their cognitive abilities. You know, it's so far beyond it. So,
some of it's beyond my cognitive ability. To be perfectly honest, I don't think it works that way.
Well, I was just talking to Bob over there with college class, logic. If you take logic in college, your mind's going to explode because there's nothing logical about it.
There's nothing logical about logic class.
You know, the education system going all the way up doesn't make any sense. So if you homeschool, your kids will get the best education because it's coming from you. It's coming from your heart, and it's a labor of love.
It is, and you're able to tailor how your
yes.
kid learns too. The things that they grab a hold of and they show interest in, you can expand on and build on, and the things that they have difficulty with, you can work on a little bit more,
yeah.
get them up to speed, and then get them out of it so they're not sitting there just beating their head against the wall.
Exactly. Yeah. We spend maybe an hour a day on school, max.
Yeah.
Other kids are in school for 8 hours. But what's he do the rest of the time? He plays and destroys my house.
That's his job. Yeah, that's his job.
So.
Yeah, and, you know, that's for us. We're homeschooling the six-year-old. My 16-year-old is doing charter school. And now she's taking pre-college classes through Shasta College.
Oh, college options?
Yeah, which is a great program.
Yes.
But she's coming home with the stuff from her college professors, pulling her hair out, going, Dad, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
You know, she says, I can't argue with them because I'm not going to get my grade, but I can't sit there and just listen to this nonsense either.
Sometimes you have to bite the bullet and just take one for the team. I flunked a class down at Chico State because I told the professor he knew nothing.
And that's so.
You know, and I,
as a dad, have to resist the urge to get him on the phone and be like, look, buddy.
Because it's college. Can't do that anymore. Yep.
Well, that's what, for a perfect example, is the first week of school, she comes home and she says, Dad, my professor's trying to tell me that James Madison and Thomas Jefferson designed the Constitution to be open to interpretation and very arbitrary so that it could be easily changed every generation.
Give her an 1828 Webster's Dictionary, and it's almost Christmas, so just gift it to the teacher and say, how arbitrary is this?
it's almost going back to that Supreme Court case. Do words mean anything anymore? Do they change definition because the times change? Or, you know, do they mean what they were meant to mean at the time?
Yeah.
It's...
Well, if you use the modern definition, it's actually anachronism.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
So. Well, and, you know, some of the stuff that she's brought home, it boggles me. Like, in English, they assigned her An Unfortunate Truth by Al Gore. And I said, really? In English. And I said, you know, what is this, a great American work of literature? Was it on the fiction charts? Because everything that he has said has already not come to pass.
Is it English 1C?
Yeah.
Is it with Gessner?
I don't remember the name off the top of my head.
Because I took an English 1C class out of Shasta, and it was basically all about environmentalism, how we needed to save the animals and save the environment. So I brought up the Bernie, when they put the windmills up there.
Mm-hmm.
Or not the windmills, but the air power.
Yeah.
And it started killing all the birds because the birds were too dumb to get out of the way. So I simply asked the teacher, do we save the birds or do we save the earth? She kicked me out of class.
Yeah, they don't like questions they can't answer.
They don't.
Yeah, that goes back to logic.
Logic, yeah. Which one's more logical? Because you can't make everybody.
Or another personal favorite of mine in college was critical thinking.
Oh, gosh.
Really?
God, I love that one.
Which is teaching you.
I took that at 400 level. And I thought that I was in a kindergarten class.
Yeah. It's... Yeah, yet another reason for the state of Jefferson. Because... we need to be able to take direct control of our schools.
Yeah.
Curriculum needs to be decided on a region-by-region basis, on a district-by-district basis.
Up here, we need to focus more on agriculture, on things like that, because we're not Silicon Valley.
No.
The kids up here, they're going to go into lumber. They're going to go into agriculture.
Ranching.
They're going to go into ranching. They're going to go into all of that stuff. So we should focus on that. Focus on the trade schools. Focus on this and that, you know. So.
Yeah. And in different regions have different needs. Say, our coastal counties, why wouldn't they have a fishing course,
yeah,
you know, taught in high school, or a marine diesel course, or
yeah, focus on marine biology and all of that,
yeah,
even desalinization. Let's get
so they
that
can
actually
so
going.
They can stay at home,
yeah,
you know. Whereas Glen or Tehama County or some of our inland counties may want to focus on FFA programs, 4-H
yeah,
programs, agricultural programs. You know, different regions have different needs that can be met through a tailored school system. All of the things that we can do with the state of Jefferson. In the state of California now, it's not even a possibility that we could even imagine. So, and with that, we better get off to our last break here. Thank you for joining us. It's
absolutely
great to see you again.
Great
so
to be back.
We're going to have to dig you into the studio here every now and then.
Yes. Once my child is sleep trained, I will be more functional.
All right. Well, you let us know when that happens.
I will.
All right. With that, we will see you guys on the other side of this break.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken, and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
Everyone knows it's important to take care of your vehicle, and it'll take care of you. Premier Oil Change and Havoline Motor Oil would like to help. Get up to $10 off on your oil change through October 31st while using Havoline Motor Oil at Premier Oil Change. You'll also earn bonus points towards free oil changes and other discounts with Premier Oil Change while staying in the comfort of your car. Premier serves you free soft drinks and free Wi-Fi while waiting. The wait is short. We pride ourselves on efficiency and customer service. Bring in your new car with less than 10,000 miles and your first service is on us. Havoline Motor Oil has been helping families protect what matters for over 100 years. Let us both help today with $10 off on your oil change through October 31st. Learn more the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com. In Palo Cedro, Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors in their salute to the veterans celebration from October the 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th. There'll be a 10% discount on all parts and labor with proofs of service. And additionally, on November 11th, $100 from every car purchased will be donated to a local veteran organization. Join me and veterans from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the War on Terror at Crown Motors, November the 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate the salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com, a salute to those who have served.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I have a hurricane, listen to yourself, turn world, serve its own needs, dummy, serve your own needs, feed it up an ox, speak, grunt, no strength, none matter, starts to clatter with fear, fight down, high choir, and a fire, representing seven games, in the government for hire, and a combat site, left to us are coming in a hurry, with the furies breathing down your neck, team, my team, reporters, babble, Trump, tether, crop, look at that.
Well, welcome back to Jefferson State of Mind. We're going to do a quick mic check here, see if we got our other mic up.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing.
Are we picking up the second mic, Bob?
Indeed, we are.
All right.
All right, very good.
Microphones live here. And rolling right along as everybody's rolling in and the place is starting to fill up. We're here with Clayton Timmer from Butte County. How are we doing, Clayton?
Pretty good, man.
So how's life treating down there in Butte County and the state of Jefferson?
Right now, but
we got it all working, but you can't hear
more interest.
speaking. Just waiting for people
yeah.
to get up off their rocking chair and get
in. Okay, so.
Red, we're on the air. Bob here, can you hear me?
Yeah, Bob, I can hear you.
Yeah, Mark needs to turn the crowd noise or something down on the other mic because we can't hear you and your guest with that other mic the way it is right now. So perhaps we can adjust it at the top of the hour.
We cut the second mic. Are we doing better?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
You've had a different fight in Butte County than a lot of the other counties. And it's weird how things really do change on the other side of that imaginary line sometimes. And the way things go, I know that you have fought your butt off with the Board of Supervisors and with a lot of individuals and things to bring Jefferson together, and it's been kind of a slow grind for you guys. But you keep making headway.
Yeah, it's difficult, you know, with a big university like Chico State. You get a response from people, well, how will we pay for these big government type things? It's tough for me to respond when that shouldn't even be the question. It should be liberty first, representation first. We'll figure out how to do all those things like we have in the past.
Yeah, maybe if we can get in there and fix things, they won't be so expensive that you have to ask the question, how are we going to pay for it? Because right now it's set up and designed, you can't afford it by yourself.
Right.
And there's very, very fixable reasons behind that too. And it's hard to see, you know, but I think a lot of younger people are starting to wake up too, especially the college crowd that's coming out, and they're just piled on with student loan burdens and different things like that, and there's no jobs out there to deal with it.
Yeah, you hope that the wake-up call comes sooner rather than later, and people can respond and really take control of their futures before it's too late.
Yeah, and I, like you said, though, I think the tide is turning on public sentiment towards Jefferson. There's more and more stickers. There's more and more shirts. There's more and more people out there that are supportive of what's going on and are understanding this is the way out. This is the way that we fix it.
Well, every law that comes out, you know, pushes people more and more in that direction. I can't wait until the farmers and the ranchers get in the fight. I've talked to so many of them, and their answer typically is, well, you know, we don't want to get involved in politics and stuff. And it's so frustrating to me is where's that line? When does it cross? When will people finally say, hey, we're already in this fight. We're just not doing anything. We're just losing. So I'd like to see some signs go up on some prominent, you know, 99 frontage and 70 frontage properties. Right next to all the standard political signs. We've got them. They're available. Easy to get in touch with me. I'm all over the place. Let's put them up.
Yeah, and when do they come to the realization that the game of just keep your head down and hope for the best is not going to work anymore?
Oh, man. Can't be passive in this fight. Just get dominated.
Between the things that are going on with the water, with your gun rights, with the new taxation, they're still trying to find ways to go after Prop 13, which would be absolutely devastating to ranchers and farmers. And, you know, a lot of these guys, I kind of can't blame them because they've tried to stand up before and they have had their teeth kicked, didn't stand with them. Hopefully now they see that the people are starting to stand and they're willing to get engaged and back in the fight, because if we don't get together and pull together on this thing, we're going to lose all of it.
That's right. That's right.
So it's a difficult thing. So what's next for Butte County?
Well, there's not too much of a political hope. We got our butts handed to us in the primaries, and it's really disappointing when, you know, the candidate that does support Jefferson loses by 300 votes. You know, that's that was what happened to us on the supervisor race. And so, more and more our efforts have to be at the grassroots level, the education level. They have to be on the getting the stickers and flags out there and turning the tide and trying to reach that critical mass. Because I'll tell you, there's a lot of support in Butte County. or a lot of voiced support in Butte County. That we just need people to do something about it, to take a stand.
Well, one of the beautiful things is about a resistance movement like ours is every victory that we win makes us stronger. Every defeat we take makes us stronger.
That's right.
It's a no-win situation for them, because every time they defeat us, they hurt the citizens of California and make us stronger.
That's right.
So it's absolutely a win for us, and it's almost, we call it the Star Wars situation, you know, with Obi-Wan Kenobi, you know, strike me down and I'll be stronger than you ever could imagine. And we've seen some of that, because people have watched, you know, Jefferson, we've taken our lumps, we've taken our defeats in some places, and people have watched that, and then they've watched what's come after that and gone, oh man, we really shouldn't have gone this way. It makes us stronger every time. So, all right, well, we better get ready to wrap up the show. I want to thank you for being on, Clayton. Keep up the good work down there.
Thank you, Fred.
And, you know, keep grinding. Sometimes it's only a step forward a day, but it's still a step forward.
Oh, we will. I'm very hopeful.
So, all right, thank you. Yeah, that was Clayton Timmer from our Butte County committee down there. Fine young guy, has been working his butt off since the first days of Jefferson to bring this to fruition, has worked excessively hard, has given up, you know, time with his family, time away from his work, you know, time out of his personal life to make Jefferson happy and happen for his kids and for himself to establish a better future. And that's what we need from a lot of people, is engagement, engagement, engagement. And I am looking at a jammed-packed hall right now of hundreds of people that are here. They're active. They're in the fight. They're doing the work that needs to be done to get us to the state of Jefferson. There's going to be discussion of that going on today. And how do we further the movement? We actually have representatives here from Josephine County up in Oregon, too, where the movement is starting to grow and get bigger and continue to build. We have 21 separate California counties that are represented here, and we have Oregon counties that are represented here, and we have ourselves another young man that's in the fight. Maybe just real quick, the last couple minutes, you can introduce yourself and tell us what Jefferson means to you.
Hello, everybody. I'm Grant Carson, 16-year-old journalist and reporter from Placer County. Happy to be here with all my State of Jefferson friends. Today's a big day for us, as we've gathered after separating into various committees to establish our Declaration of Separation, our Constitution, legislative process. So today's a day to get together, to join all our efforts, and to see where our movement's heading next. And right now, the politicians in Sacramento, they're not listening to us. This is a movement of listening, of representation. Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution guarantees that every state in the Union should be a republic. And we, as the State of Jefferson movement supporters, have been calling and calling thousands of times in Sacramento. We've been keeping logs. They haven't been calling us back. They don't answer. They don't listen. So we are standing up to the bureaucrats. They have over 500 offices and regulatory posts that are just eating out our substance, as Thomas Jefferson said in the Declaration of Independence. So now it's our time to separate, to really experience the representation. What do you think, Mr. Red?
You know, I couldn't have put it any better myself, and I'd like to ask everybody a question. 16 years old, ladies and gentlemen, he gets it. What's your problem? So we want to thank you, Grant, and definitely appreciate you being here and keeping in the fight and spreading the good word. And, you know, we hope good things for you and best things. And, you know, that's what it's all about right there, is this young man right here and making sure that he has a future to look forward to, that he's not ground into dust with the rest of us like they're trying to do. So with that, we are going to cut off with the Jefferson State of Mind. Thank you for being here with us. And stay tuned for Sovereign State of Minds. We're going to be here for the next 3 hours doing a live remote, and we'll see you on the other side. Thank you all for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. I feel no shame, I'm proud of where
All right, great job, Red. We've got Sovereign Mind straight ahead after the news on KCNR Shasta Redding, which is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. 9 days till the election, and both campaigns are reacting to the FBI's revival of Democrat Hillary Clinton's email scandal. Donald Trump's campaign manager, Kellyanne Conway, says this will cost Clinton with voters.
This plays right into their reluctance about Hillary Clinton anyway. In your own ABC polling, where the race is virtually tied, a third of likely voters say that this will make them less likely to vote for Hillary Clinton. So there is political currency attached to this.
Clinton's campaign manager, Robbie Mook, says all is well.
We've seen a surge of activity on our side as well. We had our best Saturday of fundraising ever yesterday. Mm-hmm. We had over 50,000 volunteers out knocking on doors and turning our supporters out to the polls.
Conway spoke to ABC, Mook to NBC. Iraqi police say a car bomb has exploded in northwest Baghdad today, killing at least 10 people and wounding 34. The bombing, which hit a popular fruit and vegetable